Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. The scripture says in Psalm 19, verse 4, their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. It's Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with modern-day psalms and God-honoring music. Samantha Landy is the author of 12 books, recipient of 2 Angel Awards from Excellence in Media, and Distinguished Woman of the Year from Northwood University, businesswoman, columnist, life coach, and international conference speaker. This program will make a positive difference in your everyday life as you listen to Samantha Landy. It's a privilege to bring the message of God-centered hope to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Oh, what a blessing it is for me when some of you write and say that you wait all week for this program. I'm so happy you've joined me. You know, one lady wrote that she sets her alarm so she won't miss me. And another listener wrote that they feel like we're talking together as friends. Well, I want to be that for you, an encourager for you, a cheerleader in your corner. And through the medium of radio, I hope I can be someone who encourages you in your walk with the Lord, someone who reminds you that God loves you with an undying love, and He'll be with you through everything you face. You know, one of my favorite verses in the Bible is really a reminder to all of us the way to handle our complex lives wherever we are in the world. The Apostle Matthew wrote, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Well, you may ask, what things? What was Matthew talking about? Well, in the previous verses before that one, he wrote about not worrying if we have beautiful clothes or where we shall live or what we shall eat or drink. He said our Heavenly Father will give us everything we need. And then Matthew says, don't worry about tomorrow. You know, in today's stressful world, that really is a good reminder, isn't it? And in my version, I would write that scripture to say, seek to know Jesus better, and you won't have to worry. Yes, it seems all we have to do is turn on the TV news, and we have more than enough to worry about, don't we? Even if we didn't have our own personal disasters. So, for this program, I'm going to share some modern-day psalms about people who have overcome, who have been good examples for us too. There's a wonderful song based on the scripture that I read earlier. Here are the Maranatha Singers. Seek ye first the kingdom. just love songs that are based on scripture like that one. Yes, even the music encourages us to seek first the kingdom of God. My theme for this time together is becoming an overcomer in our lives. This morning during our coffee time, I shared with my husband Randy that I had written the first segment about the verse where Matthew talks about seeking the kingdom of God first. Well, then Randy reminded me that the Apostle Paul explained later on what it meant to seek the kingdom of God in Romans 14:17. It may seem a little surprising, but it's not how much we read the Bible or go to church or even feed the poor. No, it's, well, let me read what Paul said the kingdom of God is. Here it is in Romans 14:17. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of what we eat or drink, but living a life of goodness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Well, you know, many people think it's hard work to seek the kingdom of God. It's hard work to be a Christian, that they have to be doing something for someone all the time. But Paul says if we are living in the kingdom of God, we're supposed to have peace and joy. And he wrote that from prison. So, how do we live our life in the kingdom of God? It's something I talk a lot about on this program. It's making choices. We have to choose to live a life of goodness. We have to choose to live in peace. We have to choose to live a life of joy if we want to seek the kingdom of God. And you know what? Because of the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives, we can choose. And our lives, no matter what we're facing, will be better for it. Let me read that verse Paul wrote from prison again. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of what we eat or drink, but living a life of goodness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Yes, God's design for us is that we work together for the good of all, live together in peace, and have fun together, experiencing the joy that only comes through Christ. And in today's world, often it also means protecting and looking out for each other. You know, we need to develop deep friendships in our world, wherever we're living, so that if a calamity occurs, we know we have someone we can call, someone who'll be there for us. Yes, we need to truly love one another and live in peace, as Paul wrote. The Celebrant Singers have a wonderful song that will remind us about our relationships. Here they are singing, Beloved, let us love one another.
Beloved,
Isn't it wonderful when music encourages us in our lives? I love the harmony of the celebrant singers. Now, I don't usually do this, but if you like their music and you can't seem to find it online, just email me at my website and ask for the information. I'll send it to you. You know, sometimes we don't understand what God's purpose is for our lives. And yet there is a scripture in Galatians 6:10 that reminds us, "As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith." Some time ago I read the story that during the great famine of 1876 and 77 in India, John Clough, a civil engineer, was asked by the Indian government to supervise the digging of the great Buckingham Canal. Well, his position enabled him to hire thousands of starving natives, many of them from the Telugu's mission. And so the people in the mission received wages and a means of buying food. Because of this practical but life-saving act, the people at the Telugu's mission were open to receiving what Clough really desired, and that was to give them copies of the scripture and the life-changing message of Jesus Christ. You know, only God knows the very best person for each job in His kingdom. And my friend Patricia sometimes feels that she has a special mission to befriend someone who's lonely or sees a neighbor going through hard times. And sometimes it isn't convenient. It may even be difficult. When she understands this is her mission from God, she does it. And I'm wondering, is her mission to help someone who's hurting or lonely less important than that of John Clough in India? No. You see, God always knows who He can send. We just have to be willing to follow. You may think just being a friend may not look like anything important, but once you take the step, once you follow what is in your heart, it will become apparent why you are there. It's our obedience to God that's important. You know, it reminds me of an old hymn from childhood. Here are the Discovery Singers singing for you, "Trust and Obey."
Thank you.
In the event you tuned in late, I'm Samantha Landy, and this is the Psalms of Hope program. I recently came across a thought-provoking statement, and it said, "I would rather walk in the dark with God than go alone in the day." Well, it reminded me of Psalm 23:4. It says, "Even when walking through the dark valley of death, I will not be afraid, for you, O God, are close beside me, guarding, guiding all the way." Well, in her book, The Hiding Place, Corrie ten Boom tells of the tense times her family experienced in Holland during the German invasion of World War II. One night, as Corrie tossed restlessly on her bed while enemy war bombers droned overhead, she heard her sister, Bessie, downstairs in the kitchen. So, unable to sleep, she went down and joined Bessie for a cup of tea. The two of them talked well into the night until the sound of the bombers died away. They knew that the explosions had been nearby, but now it was quiet. As Corrie stumbled through the darkness back to her room, she reached down to pat her pillow before lying down. As she did, something sharp cut her hand. It turned out to be a 10-inch-long piece of jagged metal that had flown through the window and hit her pillow. She raced back down the stairs, holding the shrapnel in her hand. As Betsy bandaged her hand, Corrie said, "Oh, Betsy, if I hadn't heard you in the kitchen." And to this her sister interrupted and firmly said, "Don't say it, Corrie. There are no ifs in God's world. The center of His will is our safety." Well, Corrie later took that message around the world, saying, "Being in God's will is our hiding place." And so too for you. If you need a place of safety, a hiding place, this grand old hymn will remind you of where you can hide. Here is Larry Ford singing, "He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock."
Covers me there with His hand, with numb numberless blessings. Each moment he crowns and fills with his goodness divine. I sing in my rapture, glory to God, for such a Redeemer is mine. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love and covers me there with his hand. And covers me there with his hand. When clothed in his likeness, transformed, in clouds of the sky, his perfect salvation, his wonderful love, I will shout with a million tongues high.
Yes, he hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows my dry, thirsty land. Yep, it's God's promise that he will hide us, he will protect us, he will care for us. Oh, what a wonderful promise. Well, friends, here we are at the end of another program, and I want to share this last verse with you. It's in 1 Chronicles 28:20, and says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not fear nor be dismayed, for the Lord God, your God, is with you." That's God's promise to you. He will be with you no matter what obstacles you're facing. You dear listeners who heard the program last week know that we are nearing the end of our ministry year. But I didn't hear from you. Well, so that I can get an accurate picture of the number of people listening to Psalms of Hope on your station, I'm going to ask you to do something for me. Sometime in the next few days, I want you to send me a note with $5 tucked inside. We are only listener-supported. We don't have a big organization or church behind us. So anything you can send would be a blessing. Or if you wish, you can go to my website and check the donate button there and support me with $5. And if you can't send $5, that's okay. Please write to me anyway. Most of all, I just need to know you are listening to Psalms of Hope. And if you have a prayer request or comment, I would love to receive that as well. We do take praying for our listeners seriously. You may be a new listener, but don't expect other people to write in. Yes, I need to hear from you too. Those $5 responses will tell me that you want this radio ministry to continue on your station. And if you don't feel you can spare the $5 right now, please still write to me and let me know you are listening. Thank you. I'm calling this letter project Dollars for Doorways. And in Revelation 3:20, Jesus said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him." Every radio station that I'm on is a doorway to the homes of the people in your community, bringing the message of hope in God to their hearts. As you write to me, letting me know you're there, it enables me to stay on your station with the message of hope. And don't forget to go to my Facebook page. So do write to me today. The announcer will give you the information. And now, our time together is over, but do tune in. Same time, same place next week. This is Samantha Landy, and it's my prayer that you will put your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. We invite your prayer requests, thoughts, and ideas. Email us at our website, SamanthaLandy.com. That's Samantha, LANDY.com. Your gifts will help take Psalms of Hope to an ever-increasing audience around the world who need to hear a message of hope. If you wish to write, you may do so at Post Office Box 911-701, St. George, Utah, 84791 USA. To connect with Samantha and read her inspirational blog, find her on Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please like her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.